Hey, just a quick heads up before we get into this podcast. Things take a bit of a turn at the beginning, so this is a bit of a content warning for you. There's porn chat. Hey, you've downloaded our podcast. You've made a brilliant decision in life, and we guarantee you will not regret this. A
few fights today, I'd say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We don't normally fight so much, but I would say that we're fighting more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's because, you know, the
it's
issue is...
because you're both stuffed up.
No. It's just... No. We haven't been giving each other enough time. The intimacy's gone. So I feel like if we up the intimacy...
I've got something for you then tomorrow.
Maybe if we were on time, we'd have more time.
Do you guys want a kiss or do you want a hug or do you just want a long time?
Seriously, it's so hard having a wife that busts your balls.
What do you got for us tomorrow?
About what we're talking about, the intimacy thing.
Oh.
Yeah. My friends were writing an email about it and one of them has done some science on it.
You've got lots of sciencey friends, don't you?
I've got smart friends, yeah, heaps, yeah.
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 How many scientists have you got? You got the one that does the infectious diseases.
Yes.
Should be busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be busy. Mm. But they're all science interests, if that makes any sense. Like they, yeah.
Like you got friends that are lawyers and things like that. I don't have any of them.
No.
My friends.
And the other ones are school teachers who teach science.
Ah.
Okay.
But they teach at special science and math schools.
Yeah, but those who can't do. Get other professions.
One of them's my sister-in-law. And she's very, very smart.
The least subtle radio wink I've ever heard.
Hey!
Don't give away the secrets.
Hey!
Hey, don't give away the secrets.
What are you?
Sorry. I won't do it again.
I know who the problem is here.
Everyone knows an audible wink sounds like this.
But I didn't do that.
No, you didn't. So I heard nothing.
You didn't even wink at all.
Anyway.
See, I get what you're saying, picking up and putting down.
Got it.
Is a no, double is like a g'day.
Are you a winker?
I think so.
You'd be a winker.
I go through winking phases. Mm. So I don't wink for a while and then I find I wink a lot.
It's always a weird thing to say, are you a winker? Because you can't help but think a wanker.
Oh, it didn't even cross my mind until now.
That's what I was actually asking.
You already know the answer to that.
That's
the answer
true.
Is no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Maddie doesn't. I know, even
Siobhan. Have you not been here for one of these? Siobhan, our executive producer, have you not been here
since?
Oh,
and here's the next thing. He gets freaked out when he finds out women do.
Why?
I know, he just thinks that we don't.
Hang on, I've got to turn your microphone on.
It's a sin.
No, I don't get, it's not a sin.
You're like, no, but you get surprised that girls look at porn.
Yeah.
Why
does your microphone not want to try that?
I'm on guest four. Oh,
am
I having trouble turning her on?
good one.
You don't need to be turned on for it. You just have to be present.
Wow.
And that's what I've got about tomorrow.
Wow.
No, I'm only joking.
Uh-huh. You don't think your wife doesn't?
Doesn't? Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, she does.
You reckon she does? And
I don't know any of my friends that don't watch porn personally. There's probably one of my friends that doesn't.
Do you watch porn?
Yeah.
Maddie, I'm trying to tell you most girls do.
You're not a porn person, are you?
Oh, my God.
Not like every day, all day.
No.
How often?
Every now and again.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know any of my girlfriends who don't watch porn.
Yeah, but that's your circle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That was so judgy. You know what he just did?
Yeah.
He goes, I expect it from you, Abby.
Yeah.
But Siobhan.
Yeah. Yep.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
We were offline for 3 days last week. I got a wreath from Pornhub.
No, I got out my thing.
Yeah.
VHS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I had to charge it up, but I couldn't find the cord.
Oh.
Yeah, you surprised me. I didn't think you would be.
That's a really normal thing.
I'm not saying...
Yes.
I'm not
offended by this.
No, hear me.
I'm a slut, but you expect
me to be. I never said you are.
She's watching
Virgin
it now.
Mary over here.
No, Siobhan and I watch it together.
Don't you? You'll get excited.
No. You just don't seem like someone who would watch it.
Stop it.
Is that offensive that I've said that?
I don't know.
You're probably surprised that I would say majority of people do have, and other than porn, they do masturbate. So regardless
I know people do that.
Yeah, I was saying that you seem to think that girls don't.
I don't think that. I know that they do.
Yeah, so what's the difference about then watching porn?
You don't think girls get visual stimulation?
No, I just
I would say that it's probably more important, really, because you've got so limited time.
Correct.
No, just surprise. No, I'm just saying, you watching it surprises me. That's just that's
I don't
you.
Know if I love the
I don't
know
if you're a sexual being. Yeah. So.
Is it because I'm wearing a big granny jumper today? Is
that's mine.
Sorry, hang on. Are you offended that I didn't think you were a big porn lover?
I'm a big porn lover. I said,
I'm offended that you kind of go, oh, yeah.
Should we all send them our favourite ones today?
Oh, no, that's it. I can't. I hate it when people say send you me your category because you go,
I'm into some weird stuff. You don't want to, yeah.
See, everyone thinks I'm weird because I don't watch it.
Yep. I think you just am in the minority.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. It just doesn't do anything for me.
That's fair.
Are you surprised that I watch it?
Absolutely not.
So what you're saying is he's a deviant, but you expect better from her? Because then you are putting a judgment
I don't expect better from her at all.
Wait,
I don't
know.
It just doesn't seem like a...
Why am I a deviant?
I've never had lots of sexual conversations with Siobhan before.
But if you're surprised to go watch his porn, means what?
I'm not surprised that she watches. I don't know. I think you're digging too deep into it.
Okay.
I've never thought about it. What, are you still upset that I think you're a deviant? What?
Oh, you actually do think I'm a deviant?
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't want to... I'm not sure that you guys want to hear what's going on in here.
Wrap
what do you
it
think?
Up.
What do you think? All right.
I actually don't think you're a deviant at all.
I do.
I know you do.
I think... Nah. We should just play them.
Okay.
All right, here it is.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Women making a name for themselves in Aussie Rules football? We'll show you that.
You're unbelievable.
There's a lot of people that have been waiting for footy season to be back on. And over the weekend, the footy season started. But there was a lot of men that weren't happy with it. They're like, calm down, mate. The footy season doesn't start for another 6 weeks. Because it was the AFLW league that kicked off. And they decided to post about it on social media, the AFL, and they also had another AFLW Facebook page. And there was a lot of men that weren't happy.
Really?
Oh, like I'm an alert. Mm. Like I would say that each post got a few thousand comments.
What percentage are good?
Some in support. Mm. Others were negative and they have been named Broflakes. And salty men child.
I like it. Broflakes.
Broflakes. Don't be a broflake, man.
Don't be a broflake.
May I just ask,
Yes.
As is usually the case, the loudest are usually not the majority. I'm sure there would have been a lot of men watching it who do support the AFLW.
Yeah, the numbers have been there, but I'll say support. Probably the majority of people have been negative about it because I guess they only watch the men leagues and they haven't experienced watching the women. Mm. There was one guy that posted about it in support, and for him, I can't read all of it out, but he was saying that it's unbelievable to be able to watch it. Yeah.
that doesn't do much.
Once you cut out all the swear words, it's the only...
So what I've done...
The AFLW season has been going for approximately 10 minutes and I've already seen 15 tackles with zero regard for human life and I'm so here for it. Someone is going to die in the name of footy tonight. Let's go, ladies.
They do play hard. Good. They do that's play good. Hard.
Yeah.
Nice. You made a very interesting point on the Friday about it, how they're only going to get much better and better because they didn't play in playgrounds at, like, lunchtime and stuff.
No, now there is a women's league. They are going to start playing from a younger age, so the ability for them to be able to play when they get to professional will be unbelievable. Mm. But the AFL social media person needs to take a round of applause because they were responding to people on social media when they would comment watching the football. Right. And
that's always more fun. I always find that even with TV shows, there's no point watching the actual show.
Mm.
Being on social media with the comments is quite often more enjoyable because you just see people sassing each other.
And when you have a guy that's posting about it and annoyed, then you write back, bro flake.
Yeah.
Or, okay, salty man child.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, that normally settles me down.
Yeah. One guy wrote, Luke wrote, why is the AFL posting about the AFLW? I hope the AFLW page will be keeping me updated on any AFL news. They wrote back saying, because the AFLW is part of the AFL.
It's in the title, really, isn't it?
Cameron wrote back, then why do they have their own page? At the moment, they get more attention because they've got two pages posting about them. AFL wrote back, Cameron,
Maybe because the AFLW season is starting tonight. I think they might have missed that thing. One guy wrote with absolutely abuse about how the standard wasn't there. It was low scoring. Some people wrote back saying, yeah, low scoring, like a grand final.
Mm. Ooh, snap.
Which grand final?
Was the last one really low? The last grand final was really low.
Well, one team was.
I always think it is. Yeah. You know, even sometimes State of Origin can be because the level's there.
Mm.
But it's a shorter game as well. And after copping a lot of abuse, they just decided to post the lyrics to this.
Oh, I always find telling someone to calm down always really works as well.
Completely.
It never does.
Completely
does.
Just
calm down, champ. Okay.
Please tell me they wrote champ on the end.
No, they should have. Oh. They've really gone with the blow snake and salty manchild.
So there's nothing worse than throwing a champ on the end of a sentence.
Calm down, champ.
Come on, champ.
I'm doing mate quite a bit.
Calm down, mate.
To my kids. All right, mate. Mm. Have your little tanty. All right, mate.
You
all
say
right,
that to mate. Me.
Yeah, yes. Like I said, my children.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Everybody says
something. Things you can say would say in bed.
13, 10, 60. What can you say in the bedroom and another scenario? Today, it is at this place.
Lowest prices are just the beginning.
They make perfect sense. It's just your mind plays little tricks on you.
Craig in Bow Desert, what can you say in the morning. Bedroom and at Bunnings, mate?
Where can I find a screw?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true. They got a lot of screws there.
Never know which aisle.
No.
Aggie.
Hey, Aggie.
Yes. Hi.
What can you say in the bedroom and at your Bunnings warehouse?
Hammer time.
It's subtle. It's subtle, but I like it.
I don't think. Would you walk into Bunnings and say hammer time?
If you were looking for a hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or,
yeah.
Okay. Would you do the dance? Hammer time.
Hey, 13, 10, 60 is the number.
I've just started going for the playground.
It is one. You know what's tough about the playground, though?
Mm.
Is if the kids are in there. And you just, I sometimes think, can I just go one aisle away?
What
can
do you
I
mean?
Just...
We leave them there.
It says on the sign you're not allowed to.
Oh, well, I can't have it. No. No, how am I supposed to shop? We go in there, I can hear them from the store, from the other end. We leave them there for about 15 minutes.
Well, I always
there's other
sneak
parents
off.
There and they're doing a better job.
I'm not sure that would stand up in court if they...
No. Legally. No. I'm in the shop.
No, it says they must be supervised at all times.
Yeah, someone is supervising them, just not me. And the lady at
the cafe.
I know, I think that too. I always think, could I say to her, do you mind watching them for five minutes?
That's why there's a sign there, guys.
Yeah, but no, I can't. Otherwise, I wouldn't get any shopping done. And I can hear them screaming from the other side, so I know they're fine.
If you do it, I'm going to do it.
I've always done it.
There you go. Hey, Jenna.
Hi, guys.
What can you say in the bedroom and a Bunnings warehouse?
Do you have any hardwood?
Yeah, yep.
You gotta have the hardwood.
You got it.
Yeah, not the cheap stuff.
Not the ply.
No.
Cheap stuff.
What are you gonna do with that?
Well, exactly.
A good carpenter would know how to use any wood, wouldn't they?
Yep.
Jody.
Morning.
Hey. What can you say?
Hey, I think we could say that we'd need two of those to fill the hole.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good one.
Sarah and Roadstar, what can you say in the bedroom and a Bunnings warehouse? It's not filthy, it's just your mind.
I've screwed so many, it hurts.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Good one, Sarah.
All right, stand by 7 o'clock. We are filling your tank in your car full of fuel, absolutely free. Register at hit105.com.au.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
You know me, I'm punctual.
Oh, you tell everyone all the time.
Punchable.
Punctual.
Oh, sorry. You got to be careful when you say that.
Which makes me quite punchable. Because I like to arrive at things, if not on time, slightly beforehand, so I'm ready to go.
And you know what? Remember when we did that all let's kumbaya together thing with that coach in the boardroom? Mm. Remember we all got together and team building, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, yeah.
And the one thing I took out of that was just because you're early to a meeting doesn't mean everyone else is late. So people need to change their attitudes.
To have superiority about your earliness.
No, I just think if a meeting starts at 5, it should start at 5. We don't know the exact time. Yeah, it starts at 5.
Give or take.
It starts at 5. The meeting starts at 5.
I don't know. Why do you get here at 4?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And have that, like, I've been here for an hour.
I don't actually even mention it, but I have my coffee, I read my internet, I have a shower, I do everything,
and
I can get ready
for
the...
And is so much closer than poor out in the burbs.
West, aren't I? I've got to either choose between the Western Freeway or Ipswich
there.
Road.
Yeah.
I've got to, mate,
with your long legs, you just take one step from Barton and you're here.
So the meeting starts at 5, right?
He's not happy with me, you can probably tell.
Well, the other day, technically it wasn't all your fault, but I still think what you did was wrong because the Centenary Highway had collapsed, so you were running late.
Yeah.
But then we had this conversation about something that you did even when you got to work late.
I was running late this morning, and because we're off the internet with these brick phones, I couldn't ring anyone with my hands free. So I walk in and everyone's real angry at me, like, where have you been?
Because he went straight to the coffee machine.
Even if we knew, going to the coffee machine was still bad form.
You should have come to the meeting first.
Well, and then said, I'm going to go make a quick coffee.
No, you have to bypass the coffee
because you're late.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah, you put, like, caffeine above other people, which I guess when I say it like that, I understand. But it just seems like if you're running late, I never understand when people go, I'm running late, and they've got a, like, takeaway coffee cup in their hand. It's like, you're running late because you stopped to get coffee.
See,
it's just saying you're not as important as my needs.
Mm-hmm. In my defense on this one, I had my son, Ethan, with me as well because he wants to get into the sound biz. So he comes in and hangs out with Adrian, our sound guy, sometimes. Yeah. So he was passenger in the car and he said, Dad, do you want me to text Stav and let him know that you're going to be late? I'm like, yeah, text him. And so in my mind, I'm like, you all know that I'm running late. So when I got here to work, I just popped to our coffee machine, made myself a quick black coffee.
Wait, let's go back. Regardless of the reason why you're late, if you're late, you then don't go
make coffee.
No, because I wasn't late. It wasn't my fault that I was late.
No.
If it was my fault I was late, I wouldn't have got the coffee. But I thought everyone knows I'm running late. They know there was a sinkhole. I shouldn't be punished and not have a coffee because I'd left home at the right time.
And wouldn't know there was a sinkhole because Ethan texted me, and he's a teenager, and I did get this message when we got our phones back, and it said, Dad, 5 late, highway closed.
Hey. Highway's closed, Dad's running 5 late.
So what's the definition, though? Because I'm often, like, a few minutes late for the meeting because just as I'm about to leave, Bubs wakes up.
Yeah.
So I have to go and give him the bottle. So I guess technically it's not my fault, so I'm allowed to come in and have a coffee, or is it my fault because I gave birth?
See, that's a technicality.
Mm. Oh, that's your fault for not leaving extra early because allowing for the weather disturbance that day.
No, the weather wasn't on. It was just the sinkhole.
Would you say the weather was bad that morning?
But the weather was bad that morning.
Allow an extra 10 minutes.
Can I be honest with you? Yeah. If you rocked in 15 late and you had a bacon and egg McMuffin in your hand, I'd be like, good for you, babes.
Well, why don't we start the meeting at 5:15?
Well, we can do that. People being late doesn't bother me all that much.
It doesn't affect me. Stress build up in him.
Do you know what? Because what it is disrespectful.
It's and we saying should respect your time. Our elders.
Yes, that's true. I didn't fight in 2 world wars to have you guys.
No, it is. I understand what you're saying.
It's saying your time is more important than my time.
Yes. How late was I?
He's saying, yes, it is.
No later than normal.
Yeah. No, I'm always on. I'm usually on. I'm always on time for that meeting.
12 minutes.
12 minutes, okay. I mean, that's later. I wouldn't have stopped for a coffee, but I'd made the coffee at the coffee machine. So in my mind, I was like, it's made in the building at the coffee machine.
Oh, that's work.
It wasn't my fault that I was late. So that's how I sold it to myself. I know it's a bit of a douche move, but at the end of the day.
If you know it, I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
I knew what I was doing, but
I was like, oh, man, I've had to go down 2 highways to get here. I need me some caffeine.
The only reason that if you rock up late for work and the first thing you do is make a coffee, the only way that's acceptable is if you're a barista.
Okay.
All right. Well, 13, 10, 60. Is it wrong if someone rocks up late with a coffee or any other grievances from work? If you have people rock up, because I used to work in a place where people rocked up late and then they're like, I'm just going to go and have a cigarette. And I'm like, nah, bro. No. Like in a kitchen, it used to always happen all the time. Sorry, I'm late. I'm just going to go and have a cigarette. And you're like, no.
You did have an issue with the ping pong table.
Oh, that's a whole nother argument, though. That's the middle of the day. Let's just concentrate on the rock up part. 13, 10, 60. the phone lines are open. I can get the cigarette thing if you got caught up and you didn't get time for your morning dart. What,
that's allowed?
I would prefer that they have their durry and be pleasant than be grumpy for the first hour before they get to have their
cigarette. Plus, it gives you time to make a coffee.
That's exactly right.
If I said, look, I'm sorry I rocked up late. I'm just going to go outside and just have a bit of 5-minute me time. They'd go, no.
It all depends on your delivery too. You know, when you come in, you're like, oh, I've had this morning. It's just a bit like this happened. And then I haven't had a ciggy. And what am I going to do? That's, you know, you got to deliver it with, like, stress.
You didn't.
No, I was like,
hey, guys.
Morning.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
All right, so we have a start time at a meeting that is 5 o'clock on the dot. 5 o'clock a.m. is when the morning meeting starts. And this guy over here, Matty, rocks in, swans on in on Friday, like he owns the joint.
I
do have shares in the building here, actually.
Walks do you?
Past the meeting in progress, flagrant disregard for the time, and then goes to the coffee machine and proceeds to make himself a coffee while we sit in a waiting room waiting for the meeting to start.
It's really hard to get your opinion on this one, Stav. Where do you sit? Do you think it was rude?
As I said to you guys, I thought, because I had my son with me, he comes in and does work experience, I thought he'd text Stav. So when I walked past, I thought you all knew the story of I was stuck on the Western and everything.
That he's still saying it doesn't matter why you were late or whether it was your fault, you still shouldn't have went to the coffee machine.
But that's why I swanned past to the coffee machine, because in my mind I'm like, oh, they know I've had
so
a crappy
morning. So you still would have went to the coffee machine, but if it was your fault, you would have snuck.
Maybe.
13 10 60. Is it rude? The people that rock up late but also have a coffee.
Laurie in Alchester, what do you think about this?
Morning. I am a beauty therapist, and there is nothing worse than a client rocking up late to their appointment with a hot coffee in their hand.
Laurie, I'll give you that one, because then the next people are late, aren't they?
Like, exactly, and it just puts your whole day out, but they don't care. Like, they've got their hot coffee, so they're sorted.
Maybe they had it in a keep cup, and they've had the keep cup for like an hour.
No way. When they rock up with a fresh run from Macca's,
But the drive-thru at Macca's is so quick. It's only like another minute on top.
It's rude. Like one of you said before, it's a sign of disrespect.
Preach.
Laurie, I've rocked up to a hairdressing late, but I will get one for them. As a
bit it's okay. We have no issue with that. If you bring us one,
Whoa. No.
It's okay. She just said.
No,
I have. I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I got you some coffees. And they're like, oh, don't worry about it. Okay.
So what you're saying is I can rock up late whenever, but if I bring a round of coffees.
Yeah, or when you're there, you order menu log to deliver.
Okay. That's good. Jordan in Middle Park. What do you reckon?
Hey, guys. Yeah, good. I think, to be honest, in Matt's situation, you couldn't really, you know, you're probably already stressed because you're late. You didn't intend to be late. So why stress yourself out even more? Go make yourself a coffee, you know.
I'm with you, bro.
Regather yourself, and then just go to work.
You sound
chilled. Jump out of a plane.
Jordan, he sounds chilled.
He seems very chilled. I don't know if Jordan's ever been on time for anything.
I reckon a lot of trainees.
No, actually, I'm late right now, so. So,
hey, Jordan.
Go make a coffee.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Go get yourself. You know what? Get yourself some scrambled eggs too. You sound don't push yourself, bro.
How do you go when like servicemen and stuff are late at your house? Does that annoy you? Like if you've got
no, I want them to have a coffee because they need to be caffeined up.
Yeah. It depends. If someone says to me they're coming between 10 and 2, I know they're going to be there at 4:30.
This is stressing him out. You should see his leg under the table.
Oh, are you doing the bop thing?
He's doing the bop thing. This is not. You're not feeling happy, are you?
It's just basic. No.
He's
manners.
Licking his teeth.
It's manners.
He's licking his teeth as well. He's really antsy. When the leg bops and the teeth get licked, you know that he's about to pop.
Manners are free, people.
Hayley in Ipswich. You know,
someone. Stop licking your teeth.
And that's hard for him to do.
I was going to tell you about the lipstick on yours, but I won't now.
It's all right. I can lick mine off easily. Sorry, Hayley. Sorry, hon.
You're right.
Does someone do that? Rock up late and they have a coffee?
Not rock up late, but my sister and I had to wait to go to hospital to give birth to our kids until my mum had her smoking coffee.
Wow.
Oh, like you were in labour, had to go there, but she just...
Yeah. Wow. Lucky for me, I made it, but my sister-in-law didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had to give birth at the servo because mum was stuffing around with her coffee.
Wow. See? It's a slippery slope, people. It's a slippery slope.
Oh, I think it depends on the circumstances.
Yes, completely has. Yep.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yep. Behaviour. That's what it brings.
Oh, well, there you go. There's your baby. That's your kid. Sounds fine in the background there.
Yes, she's fighting her brother for the iPad.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Make yourself a coffee and then go deal with them, all right?
I already got my iced coffee.
Yeah, there you go.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Try and get some sleep.
I don't like to sleep.
How good is a good night's sleep?
Mm.
And I know there's a lot of people out there that are enjoying coffee going, I didn't sleep well last night. And it is quite hard. And I'll say that for 8 years, I think on average, I wake up about 3 or 4 times a night. Because our eldest is not a great sleeper and has never been a great sleeper. And we've just sort of got through. But over the last 6 months, we have had enough because there's too many fights in the middle of the night between my husband and I. So well,
that's what ends up happening, doesn't it? You're yelling at each other because no one can get anything to work.
Yeah, and we're yelling at him and he's 8, but we've tried everything. We've tried melatonin, psychologists, psychiatrists. We've checked his adenoids. We've checked
induced coma.
We've had crystals. We've had monster spray. We've had everything. Reward charts, bribery, screaming, everything over the years. And now we've gone back to another sleep specialist and we're doing it with a psychologist as well.
But there were some interesting things that I've learned that I've never really thought about. Because once you start getting to this, like, sleep obsession, you start learning that I have gone, well, he needs to be tired, so I will get him to go to bed because it's like a fight to go to bed. For, like, hours, he'll keep coming out and saying, I'm not tired, I can't sleep.
What is usual bedtime at your joint?
So I've been trying to put him to bed at 6:30 and he can read for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully he'll go to bed, but then it still won't be till 9. So then we went to see her and she said that no, because if you will go to bed and you can't sleep, panic builds up. And if you start getting adrenaline and you do the fight for flight, you can't sleep. You actually can't sleep. And children start getting that fight or flight thing and they're like, no, I can't. And their body really can't. So we have to now put him to bed at 8:30 or 9 o'clock so that when he goes to bed, he's actually tired, which is a bit hard because it's later than my bedtime.
Yes, that's true.
But it's like, you know, even with adults, if you've got insomnia and you go to bed and you can't sleep.
You should get up. Yeah.
But you don't. You lay there and you start panicking and not being able to. So we're doing something called a bedtime fading where we're putting him to bed later so that he's tired and then you can move it forward. And the other thing she said was he can't read in bed laying down. And you can't watch TV laying down. She said this is the biggest thing for teenagers because they will lay in bed and they'll watch Netflix or they'll look at their phone.
Yeah.
So that when your body's laying down, you feel like you've already rested.
Right, okay.
So for any adults and stuff like that, you should just sit up watching TV. Do you do that?
When I watch telly, we've got a TV in our room. If we ever watch anything in there, we'll be on the bed, obviously, but propped up.
Sitting straight up.
Yeah. So then for teenagers that aren't, you can be like, no, you're not laying down watching your phone or anything like that. You have to sit up.
I guess it will help them to be able to sleep.
I know. It's little things like this. And he's very scared of people coming into the house or aliens because he said, when I said there's no aliens, he said we've only discovered 4% of the universe.
Gotta love the kid.
Blah, blah, blah. So we're working on those.
Tell him my theory. Which is there are other planets, but there's just more humans. So the aliens, they're not the gooky, wooky, long-fingered
people.
The
fact that they live on another planet makes them aliens.
Yeah, but they're still just humans.
No,
so
they're
they
not
come.
Humans.
But I said to him, do you know,
they'll be friendly.
Like, just so you know, I said, my whole lifetime, the aliens haven't come, so they're not going to come.
You're aware of.
And that's where he goes, oh, I'm sure the dinosaurs thought nothing was coming as well.
He's got a
point.
So
I was like, But he's scared that people are going to come in, so we have to go around the house and we have to try and break in. So we have to do all these things.
Yeah,
so if you've
right.
got a kid that's scared, and take him out at night and have all the doors locked and see if you can break into the house.
Maybe let the neighbours know you're going to do that before you do. Because if they just see some people trying to break into your house at 8:30, they're going to be a bit...
And what about if we can?
What if you can't? You're stuck out there.
I think someone would be inside. Yeah.
And Jagger, unlock the door!
And the last thing we're doing is having picnics outside at night.
Okay, how does that help?
Because you know when you might get kids that are scared of different noises?
Oh, yeah.
So you actually have to have a picnic so you can listen to all the different dogs barking.
Oh, so they know what it is.
I know what it is.
That's
so you
good.
Go, I hear that. Mm. Oh, that's the noise of those, is it cicadas after the after the rain, so they're aware of it.
Wouldn't the picnic attract bears, though?
Well, then he does have a reason to be scared.
He does.
At least the bears will eat the intruders before they get in.
So you're worried about aliens. Yeah. Look at the bears, man.
Yeah, man.
But that happens as an adult. You know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you hear a noise, you start to think the same thing. And you know it's irrational and there's nothing there.
Mm.
But it's
except for that one time.
No, there was no one there.
No.
What
gotcha.
No, there's kids aren't going to school right now. Oh. So we're trying to make sure that they know there was nothing there. It was just our imagination.
And it was our imagination. Sometimes your imagination pays tricks on you. So I just thought, since I'm paying for the bill of going, I'll share the information for free.
That's good. I like that. Yes.
Right. Thanks.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Australia's biggest social experiment is back.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Yeah, John Aiken, he is one of the experts on Married at First Sight. Everybody loves that show. And even if you don't like it, you still talk about it. We're all addicted to it. Thanks for stopping by our studios this morning, Johnny.
Now, you do pair the couples up of someone that you either go, they would be suited, or they need someone different that they've never had before, and they're going to challenge their insecurities and hopefully match.
Yes, absolutely. And what we really need from them is for them to drop their expectations and their specific criteria and say, we're going to go with the experiment. Yep. And with Cam and Jules, she said, and we were worried because she said, I wanted a guy taller than me. And we knew Cam wasn't taller than her.
And that's why you matched them.
but they were so compatible, we thought, we're just going to have to hope that she lets go of that and throws herself in, and she did.
We've got some celebrities who are currently partnered up, and you know what celebrity world is like. They're together.
Hectic.
It's intense. It's on Instagram. Then they break up. We're going to give you these names, and then we're going to see from your professional relationship expert side, will they work or not, and what you think the reasons for that are.
Love it.
I'm going to go with the first one that I'm most interested in, which is Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Oof, we start hard, don't we? They have got more pressure than most on them, because when you sever ties with your family and with your friends that have kind of been there right throughout your life, you're really on an island. And I think with those guys, I think they will be under great pressure, because it's really just the two of them versus everybody else.
They're also literally on an island.
Yeah, they really are.
Indeed, and the media has turned on them.
Yeah.
So from where I'm sitting, they've got a real challenge ahead, because, and throw in the mix, you've got a little kid, which anyone that's had a little kid, you don't sleep a lot, you know, you're under pressure, and so they've got it in front of them.
Do you reckon they got caught up in the passion? Because they haven't been together that long, and he seems obsessed with the fact that she was a TV star, a celebrity. And
she was obsessed with he was a prince.
It is hard to beat. Imagine coming home and telling your friends that. Just went out on a date with the prince.
So are you saying, are you giving them the thumbs up to work or the thumbs down?
I'm giving them, I'm going to say thumbs up.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And I'm going to say that because of Harry.
Right.
I reckon he's going to be solid enough to just cope with all the fallout.
Right, an Australian one, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, I mean, these guys I love. The thumbs up straight away.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
You know, I love, I mean, they're creative, glamorous. I mean, I play guitar badly. He plays it extremely well, I'm envious of him anyway.
Yeah, me too.
They talk so nicely about each other. Especially when, remember, he came out and said he puts his wife above the kids, and everyone was like, how harsh. And he goes, no, it's for the kids.
You know, and they seem to do special things for each other, and family's really important, and Keith Urban's hair, always on point. Have you noticed
that? Are you in love with him, or is this your professional?
He's in love with Keith.
I mean, I tell you what, and Nicole's great, so I mean, you know, for them, I just like the fact they seem like they've got their priorities sorted.
All right. That's two thumbs up.
Okay. Yeah. How about this this couple, if you can even call them that? Trump and Melania.
Yeah, they're unusual. I mean, I don't want Donald Trump coming down on me.
Neither does Melania.
I don't know. I mean, I actually haven't seen the two of them together very often, I've got to say.
Yeah,
and I've never really seen an interview with them.
No.
I just see him. She looks glamorous, but she always seems to be on her own.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how easy that would be, but that's a tricky one. I wouldn't say thumbs down, though, because
they've managed it this
far. It's contractual,
yeah.
And they don't seem to spend any time together. You hardly see them talking. You don't see an interview with the both of them. But they must be doing something to hold it together. I don't know what it is, though. So, I'd say as a relationship expert, I'm confused.
Okay, great. Okay.
What about the hopes and dreams of people online that they were hoping they would get back together? Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. Famously, Brad Pitt did cheat on Jennifer Aniston. Is there a way for them to get back together?
I don't like the look of it.
No.
I mean, I'd love to see them together because they seem like everybody's sweetheart, you know?
Ooh.
But I don't know. I think if they were going to do it, they would have done it by now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you cheat, you really got to turn it around and essentially show this partner that you're completely different and nothing like that would ever happen again. And I don't know whether they spend any time together and whether she'd really be able to trust that. And so, I mean, and also you got that horrible, confused situation with him and Angelina.
Yeah.
That would be messy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the whole thing's just too complicated. I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
Okay.
My vibe on them is he's fanging for it and she'd be like, no, champ.
Too complicated.
Not a chance.
Come on.
I think Brad Pitt would have plenty of people.
Oh, please.
But that's why.
You reckon the one that's rejected.
When you're Brad Pitt, you want the one who's the work because he could walk out his front door and click his fingers and have them all ready to go. But him, for him, he's like the challenge.
I don't know. It's very hard for you to be in that
All
situation.
All I'm saying is that's what it's like. That's what it's like for guys like me and Brad.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I quit the internet.
Stepping away from social media.
This isn't some sort of can we cope without technology fun experiment. This is about self-improvement.
Yeah, last week we quit the internet. It was meant to be for a week. It ended up being for two and a half days?
Three days. Until Maddie caved.
Maddie did cave, didn't he? So he's the one that lost it, right, Matt?
Well, yes. It's very difficult to go back to having absolutely no internet when you have an old crappy phone that also is very difficult to use.
Well, let's just recap who actually did break it.
Yes, well, we were discussing that I had used the GPS inside my car.
Which means you had cheated.
Yes.
So you cheated.
But it's the one inside my car, so that uses satellites. That's not technically the internet?
No, it's still the internet.
Is it?
Yeah.
So Maddie, we thought, was the one that broke it, but in fact...
Yeah, I was the loser, the big fat loser,
and
apparently.
And you kept going on about it. Stav, you broke it first.
When?
Well, no, don't you ask us, you tell us.
You tell us. When did you use it?
When did I use what?
The internet.
The internet and the smartphone.
I didn't.
Really?
Mate, obviously you're here in the interrogation room because we've got some evidence. So,
so why don't you bring up the evidence so that we can pay you out in detail?
You tell us, mate, because the more upfront you are, the more we can help you and we'll talk to the magistrate.
The magistrate? I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
So you're saying that when we were doing our internet-free challenge.
Mm-hmm. When Matt and I were out at a Channel 9 event, you did not break it in any way.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, please. I can't even deal with this. I can't.
Just relax.
Can I use physical force? That's the cops.
No, you meant to go get him a sandwich or something. What do you like to eat? Sugar. Now, I'm your friend, okay?
Yeah.
In this instance... I'm your friend.
Your wife brought you down.
That crazy mole over there, she's going to break you.
Why?
Me, mate. I'm
your wife has dobbed you in, mate.
What has she done?
Yes. During our internet-free time, your wife has posted, "This ship's internet makes FaceTime more of a modern art piece than a clear broadcast of an image," because she is on a cruise ship at the moment.
Yes, she is.
And you believe that she was FaceTiming your daughter?
She was.
Then why is your face... in her Instagram post of you on FaceTime?
Because my daughter said, "Say hello to Daddy," and turned the phone to me, and I said, "Hi, cat," and then she
went back to her. And she had time to get a screenshot?
No, I froze like that. That's exactly what the thing says. Stav froze like
that.
But
you used it?
I went hi as my daughter showed me the phone.
Now, I want to believe you.
But I do as well.
I don't care if you don't.
So you didn't say anything to her?
I said, "Hi, baby. Hope everything's all right. How
are
you doing?"
So you did use it?
Through someone else's.
But you did use
it. Well, no, wait, hang on. Because if I went to someone else's house and they were watching Netflix, I could watch Netflix at their house.
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't have.
I broke it on Wednesday. No, I didn't. I didn't think that was against the rules either. Like, you getting the phone out.
FaceTime is not against the rules. You had a go at him about using a GPS. Can I just say, probably wasn't breaking it, Matthew, because it was satellites.
Rory was holding that phone.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
What am I supposed to do? Run out of the room while she's on
Say, yes, I'm doing a challenge. I can't speak to you. The daughter's there. You could have messaged her and texted her that on the old school phone. You broke
it. The other thing is I can just see, and I'm a FaceTime expert. I studied it a lot when I was in the academy.
The FaceTime academy?
I believe the way she's held it, it wouldn't be as perfect a shot there. So that is a held phone.
You need to come clean. That's ridiculous denying it when there's a photo proof.
I'm not denying that happened. I'm saying with the things that I'd said to everyone that was what was going to...
No, you said a conversation was going to happen with your daughter and your wife, but there you talked to your wife on FaceTime.
Yeah.
I've got witnesses, mate.
So you broke it. So you have to say to Matthew, I'm sorry, I broke it first.
No. No. Because I was under the impression, I said, I can't, but my wife's on the cruise. You said, she can use Rory's phone, they can FaceTime. So
yes, that's what they can FaceTime.
She literally went, hey, say hello to Dad, what am I supposed to do? Get away from me.
Yeah.
But it looks like you actually had a conversation with your wife.
Just hi, how
enough
you doing?
Enough for her to take a photo.
No, it's again, I froze like that. That's what, she didn't take a photo. I froze like that for a good solid half an hour.
Sorry, our producer's just come in. Would you like to have a look at the photo that Kat has posted?
What is going on? I left for 4 minutes.
He FaceTimed his wife when she was on a cruise line. His
daughter FaceTimed her on her phone and I said hello.
Evidence.
And then the phone froze.
That is you on FaceTime.
Yes, I'm not denying that.
Then you broke it.
No, it was on my daughter's phone.
No, it wasn't phone free. It was internet free.
Yes, but she turned the phone to me and went, say hello to mum.
Yes, so you communicated with someone vis-a-vis the internet.
Vis-a-vis.
All right, interview suspended 5 minutes and 52 seconds in on Hit 105. And we will be referring this matter
to the whom?
To the, who are the people who they have on Law and Order?
Like judges or
no,
jury? The
just,
jury.
Just before, yeah, to Siobhan, who
to
is the DA.
The DA.
To the DA.
I'm disappointed.
Because you're a stinky liar, that's why.
Supposed to be the good one.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Hey, we're going to play Alpha Bucks tomorrow to a $10,000.
And your letter for tomorrow is W for William.
Start your 2020 making new memories with a new Suzuki. Check out great offers. Visit Suzuki Queensland for details.
Stab Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Hit 105 is the place to be at 8 o'clock every morning because there is $10,000 up for grabs. No jackpots, no building up to it. Just 10 grand every single day. If it goes off today, another 10,000 tomorrow with Alpha Bucks. Let's play.
That's how we roll. And Samara from Seven Hills, good morning. You're playing Alpha Bucks this morning.
Hi.
Now, you've already got three. Oh God, it's all just sunk in.
I have. Three answers.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
So you know the letter is T.
You also know
the rules. You're going to get 30 seconds on the clock. Every answer will get you $50. You get them all right, you get $10,000. We must accept your first answer, and we can only accept every answer the once, okay?
Okay.
All right. You sound like you're all ready to go. Let's do this.
I am.
All right. First question. Here it comes, huh? Name a Brisbane suburb.
Tarragindi.
Name a holiday destination.
Turkey.
Name something kids love.
Teletubbies.
Name a social media term.
Kinder.
Name something you'd see at a party.
Pass.
Name a Simpsons character.
Pass.
Name something you'd see at a circus.
Tightrope walker.
Name a body part.
Torso.
Name something used in sewing.
Bread.
Right. Oh, you did well. You did so good.
Oh,
$350 to start off your week.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks so much.
I thought we were going to do it.
Yeah. How many did I get?
The two that you passed on. Something you can find at a party. You could have a trestle table or tequila. And a Simpsons character, you could have had Troy McClure or Todd Landers.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
Yeah.
I was thinking of kids' parties, not adults' parties.
Well, you don't have tequila at your kids' parties.
That was so close.
That was. Very well.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
If you have an issue you want to get people's advice, you can. Dear Abby at hit105.com.au. Or you can always call us and remain anonymous. Like Anonymous has. Morning.
Morning.
Now, you've got a bit of an issue with work. What is it?
Yeah, so I was working for a company. I'm currently pregnant and just a week before my probation was due to finish, they came to me with this letter saying, I'm sorry, your employment is now terminated. They didn't give any reasoning as to why. There was nothing documented about my work performance. There was nothing. A month prior when I told them I was pregnant, they turned around and said, oh, that's really inconvenient. What are we meant to do when you go on maternity leave? And I said, well, I'm working right up to the end and, yeah, I can come back pretty soon after the baby. And they're like, well, we still don't know what we're going to do. That's really inconvenient. And, yeah, that that kind of finished the phone conversation. And then, a month later they came to me with that piece of paper saying, see you later.
Wow.
That's distressing. And we all know that you can't discriminate against someone when they are pregnant. But I'll be honest and say it happens all the time, regardless of whether they say it or not. How long was your probation for?
6 months.
So did you feel you had to tell them because you were going to start to show? Because I know there would be most people would wait till the six-month probation was up and then go the day after, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant, nothing you can do about it now.
Yeah, and because my bosses weren't on site, I was the boss of that place, and then my bosses would come to visit. So the other staff would have known, like, and they were starting to know with the whole morning sickness and starting to show and everything. So it would have been passed on
and,
very fast.
And not just that, you're trying to do the right thing as well.
Well, that's what I thought, and be up in
front, and you would expect people to maybe say congratulations rather, well, that's an inconvenience, because that would have felt awful hearing that.
Yeah, what do I say to that?
And I think there would be so many people that do in a workplace feel that they're unfairly treated because of the pregnancy, especially even people trying to come back to work as well that might have been demoted or might not be able to get back into the job that they wanted.
Yeah. Well, I did start applying for other jobs after that job, and I got quite a few calls, and then I thought, you know what, I'm not going to waste my time or their time. I'll tell them over the phone and see if they still want the interview. And I would say, just to let you know, I'm pregnant. And they're like, no, sorry, this isn't going to work for us.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder. It's tough because, you know, we're meant to be in a time where we're actually helping women and helping families. Mm. But I wonder if the childcare centre has put in the six, because 6 months is a long probation. Sometimes it can be 3 months.
Mm.
I wonder if that's in place to stop people who are taking jobs whilst pregnant just to try and get maternity leave. You know how sometimes
There's a lot of businesses that are privately owned and they're saying, well, then I need to pay for the maternity leave and I also need to leave that position open and then hire someone else. So unfortunately, they put it in the, oh, it's too hard, it's too costly, rather than going, that's actually a really good worker and it's probably going to be good for our business. But you've got to remember as well, working in childcare, predominantly, there is, you know,
well, I would hope you would think having a family would be a pretty high priority for people to work in.
Maybe they just were like, we can't take up a spot with your child because that's a waiting list.
Do you think, though, Anonymous, that that might be the reason that they do that?
I don't know. I think it's purely just to see whether or not they like you and then just get, like, because it's easy, like they said, oh, you know, we can just get rid of you or, you know, the other staff for that matter. Yeah, I don't know. I don't agree with it. Obviously, I think if you've got a good worker, keep them. And like I said, I'm not going to take a very long time off. I would be coming back quite fast. So, but they just didn't want to wait that amount of time. Which, you know, you got to look at the bigger picture, not the short term. And in the same meeting, they did turn around and say, "Oh, we can see, you know, such wonderful things you've done for our business."
And you're like, okay. "Ouch!" See, it's hard because I got a loan when we were pregnant, and I was 8 months pregnant, and we did tell them that I wasn't taking much time off because of our condition, and they were like, "Unfortunately, we can't. You don't know." I said, "But I'm not going to," and they said, "Yeah, well, no, we can't approve it because you're not." Wow. So we got a mobile broker to come to our house, and I wore a big baggy jumper.
Stood behind a pant pot.
And we did not tell them that I was eight and a half months pregnant. And
then
your
waters broke halfway through.
But it's just, it was just what it was. You know, they have that right, I guess, to discriminate on based on what they see.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anonymous, look, we're going to open the phones to this. I can't imagine that you're the only woman that this has happened to before. So 131060, the phones are open. How common is this? Has this happened to you? How did it turn out? I wonder if we're going to get stories of people who've actually won court cases.
Oh, yeah.
Over this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling through. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
If you do have an issue, you can write an email, dearabby@hit105.com.au, or call up. We did get an anonymous call up and said that she was on probation.
Mm-hmm.
And once she told them she was pregnant, her job was no longer required. She wants to know if anyone else has gone through the same. Because for some reason, you do get nervous telling a work that you are pregnant.
Yeah.
And although they should be helpful, sometimes it's not the case. Be good if we did what they, I think over in Norway, the government pays for a year maternity leave.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Those Norwegians know how to do it.
It takes the pressure out of workplaces as well because they don't need to pay for it.
You just bang them out.
I think, and then the dad can take a year. I should look into my facts.
We're moving to Norway.
Yeah.
You want to have another kid?
If I get paid
for
it.
You guys should have another kid.
All right, man. All right.
I would love for you to have another kid.
I know you would. I know.
Why would you like to?
Oh, just because it would be nice to see someone else suffer.
Kate in Springwood, have you had an issue when you told your employer you were pregnant?
Good morning. Yes, I had.
What happened?
To cut a long story short, I was 12 weeks pregnant. I told them at the time, 2 weeks later, I was conveniently made redundant.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. So my only saving grace was my old employer got wind of it and hired me the next week.
Oh, great. Wow.
Yeah. So I got really lucky, but at the time, it is the scariest thing because it's just like, you're going to be having time off. Babies cost a lot of money. You need the money.
Yeah, yeah. Did you follow it up for like unfair dismissal or is it hard to do?
Look, I'm in the legal industry. It's not the easiest thing to do, but Brisbane's a small place and I didn't want to be blacklisted, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, that's a big thing too, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. Jade and Thornside, has this happened to you? Have you been discriminated against when you were pregnant?
Yes, it has, guys. When I first found out I was pregnant, I found I couldn't get any work anywhere. And even Centrelink expect you to work up almost till the day that you're about to give birth. And even though they know that employers won't take anyone who's pregnant, they still force you to go out and look for jobs.
Mm.
But I actually found the hardest was after I had a child, I used to work in childcare. And one centre where I went, I have a diploma, and they're like, you're perfectly suited, but what are you going to do with your child?
Put him in childcare?
I expect them to come with me to work. Well, what are you going to do when they get sick? Exactly what you expect parents to do. You expect a parent to leave work, come get their sick child and go home.
Mm.
Well, that's inconvenient to us.
Ugh.
Well, that's why you have extra staff.
It happens as well. And so many women feel like they're disadvantaged when they have kids. But I would say that a lot of bosses also have children.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you know? And I think sometimes as well, and whether it is a male or a female boss, that male might have children, what do they expect their partner to do?
Mm.
But also too, if someone's got children, and I'm not saying you shouldn't give jobs to people without children, people with children need the money badly. Mm. So they're going to come to work.
They know how to prioritise as well.
They also got kids they want to get away from.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I do think Australia does need to be more flexible for working parents.
Bianna.
Hi.
Hi, what's your story?
I was with my employer for 2 years. I was a reservations manager down on Eagle Street here.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of my job pretty much entailed, you know, greeting, feeding guests, taking care of parties. And I was probably 6 or 7 weeks pregnant. I had really bad morning sickness for 2 weeks. And they pretty much refused to let me to go to the bathroom to throw up. They told me to hold it in.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great. So I just told them I'll start throwing up at the front desk if they thought that was more convenient for them.
Yes.
And then the person that they replaced me with while I was on maternity leave, I gave her an open-ended contract. So when I did come back to work, there was two of us doing pretty much the same job.
Mm.
They had also, after that, the vomiting incident, pretty much forced me to go part-time. So when I came back, there were two of us doing the same job. And they refused to put me back into full-time, even though it was only a temporary
temporary solution, and then I ended up leaving anyway because I was just so not flexible with the situation.
Yeah.
They made you, they cornered you and made you have to get out of there.
See, that's the thing. It's not just why you, like you heard, it's not just why you're pregnant. Mm. It's after going back into the workforce as well. Where I always say that you feel like you want to pretend that you don't have a child when you go back to work. Just be like, no, I'm fine. Everything's good. Children, no, no, no. Got rid of that. There we go.
I was up four times last night because I wanted to.
If you've got an issue, you can email dearabby@hit105.com.au.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Money over everything.
A bag filled with tens of thousands of dollars in cash.
Looking like a bag of money.
Now, every great Australian knows the law of finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Yeah, it's precedented.
Yeah, they use it in court.
It's a tort.
No, I think if you find something, you're supposed to take it to the police, but if no one claims it, then
in
you get it back.
In 6 months, you get it back.
Is it 6 months?
So the law actually is the finders, keepers law.
All right.
I think people have just over time added on the losers, weepers part because it's just a nice way to say, sucked in, I found it first.
Uh-huh, okay.
Loser, weep. Yes. But this is a brilliant one from the Gold Coast. And no surprise that big bags of cash have been dug up on the Gold Coast.
In the beach?
No, not in the beach. Actually on a land development site. now, this is cash from the 80s, so it's the old school paper bills.
Money, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's annoying because inflation, if it's not...
Can you still use
not,
it?
Well, yeah, but you're not getting interest. You can probably
on your bag of money buried in the ground.
I'm saying if you were in a bank, you could get interest with it. But inflation is just going to
be a reason. That
I mean, I still would knock it.
I'm gonna say that the tradies who dug it up aren't too worried that they're missing out on the interest because they dug up $488,000 that they never owned pre the dig.
And the first thing they said was, "Imagine the interest we could have earned on this."
Okay, good point.
Hey, here's this money I never had. God, I wish I had it in the bank earlier.
Is it outdated?
Yeah, but you can still swap it over.
It's still
good to go, but you just got to take it into the bank and they give you the new plastic stuff.
They don't ask any questions? You
know? Oh, I'm sure a few questions get asked. This is my favourite part of this story, right, is that it's a land developer who strangely happens to have the name Scott Morrison, which is even better. It's not our ScoMo, who we all hate. I mean, I don't hate him. The news hates him.
Okay.
I voted for him, so I'm probably hated by the news as well. But the best part of this story is it's two excavators who are working away, digging up, getting ready for the build.
Mm.
They find all of this cash in the ground, and because they're good blokes, they go straight over to the police, and then they give it, and they go, look what we found. We found this. Let's put a report in.
Mm-hmm.
Then they call the developer and go, hey, heads up. We found the cash, but we've already let the cops know about it. And it's in court at the moment.
Right.
Why?
Because this is where the fight starts. The land developer instantly sacks them and goes, you're fired. Don't come back. You should have rung me first. As you would expect, when something goes down on a job site, you don't run to the police. You ring the foreman and say, what do we do here? But these two tradies who are in court at the moment going, no, we knew it could have been illegal. That's why we went straight to the police. We didn't notify anyone.
Riley, so then again, did they find that much or did they find double?
Well, the reason they've done it, the good blokes who said they wanted to do the right thing, it's their names on the finders, keepers, losers, weepers rule.
Mm-hmm.
Not the developer that they found it in, right?
That's right. So they're like, oh, we weren't to know that by taking it straight to the police, we would get all the money if no one claimed it.
So are they in court because they got fired?
No, they're in court because they're like, it's my cash. And the
developer's like, no. Because if you find cash. Something in the land that you have purchased, don't you own it to a certain level? Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's way down, underground, oil or anything, then you don't own it.
It's a certain measurement down, but it's all the way up into space.
All right.
The air above your house you own all the way up into space.
Do you really?
Yep, infinitely.
Well, why are you so impressed? What are you going to do with it?
Well, nothing. I just love that these two tradies, they're in court over it, trying to pretend like they're good blokes. Like, nah, we're good blokes. We went straight to the police.
Mm.
Why would we let the developer know? Oh, my God, can you believe it? We get all the money because our name is on the report.
Well, but
meanwhile, there's a criminal that's gone, I'll claim it.
Yeah, it's mine. That job that I did in 84.
So yeah. Have they got it back yet? They're still in court.
That's what they're fighting over at the moment in court. $488,000.
We should go to the trial. I just want to see their lawyer go, I'll refer you to Act 1, Section B, finders keepers, losers weepers, and the defence rests, Your Honour.
The best part of this is when money's found, all the crazies come out. There's like even people who are coming out now and saying, nah, my uncle lived there back in 86 and he didn't want to pay tax, so he illegally buried all that money to not pay tax.
So it's mine.
And so that's what people are coming out now saying.
Is it always a way when an email comes around from work saying, if you've lost money, let me know. I always hedge my bet and write back an amount just to see.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, Abby, it's not.
Describe it. Well, it has the queen on it.
Yeah. And
must
there was
be yours.
There's multiples.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Show me you
love me. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, Valentine's Day is on Friday. A lot of people go, oh, yay. Some people go, oh, God, seriously.
Are you Valentine's Day people? It's
just a commercial day.
Do you give gifts?
No, we don't.
Yeah. And we're going axe throwing.
For Valentine's Day?
Yep.
Get nice. Axe on. Right. You've been wanting to go there for ages.
I know, right?
That'd be good.
Yeah. Learn how to kill me from afar.
Romantic.
It is romantic.
She's already imagined it.
Yeah. What do you do gifts?
No, we're going to go out for dinner on Saturday, but we don't... What do you buy the girl who online shops every day?
Oh, that's what my husband says about me. That's so sweet.
We're going to do something different on Friday, though, because the classic always is, you know, it's all about the people who are loved up on Valentine's Day. You know, like, you want to shout out to your loved one. We give away roses. We've given away bouquets of McDonald's chicken nuggets before.
We want to celebrate the singles. Now, they did this in the Sunday Mail. They were celebrating a lot of single people around Brisbane. I was like, that's great. But then they put a list of what they're looking for. I'm like, so we're not
They don't really want to be single.
Yeah, it was like, what are you looking for? And I was like, so wait a minute, what are they doing? Celebrating their singleness?
Is there a single day? Like, we have Valentine's Day. We should have, like, a single day where people can just go out into restaurants and eat on their own and not be judged. They sit down at Camp Burrows.
You can go to Coles and buy one steak instead of...
So true. Oh, we're not doing that, though. No. We're just doing single song dedication.
I'm just thinking that there's something in it. There's money to be made.
It'd have to be a singles day. Well, you guys keep talking.
All right. We're doing single song dedications. 3837-1234 is our hotline number. You can ring that. If you're single, you can dedicate a song to yourself.
Or if you're not single and you have a single friend who you go, they deserve it, you could say it to them.
That's right. Shout out to them. Get a song on the radio. We're going to play them on Valentine's Day, and it'll be our single song dedications. It's usually love song dedications. 3837-1234. Here's some that were coming through over the weekend.
These are your new messages.
Hey guys, recently single, not happy about it. Emily, I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. I'd like to request Blink-182. I miss you. Where are you? And I'm so sorry. Please, please, please come back to me.
Hey guys, just a little shout out to the latest douchebag in my life who I've caught cheating once again. This one's for you. I'd love to hear. Thank you, Matt.
I just wanted to give a shout out. You are the best person in the whole entire world. You don't need a guy because you're amazing and you're going to have a great Valentine's Day and I really, really love you. Yes, me. Me. Oh, and I want to hear Single Ladies.
Hi, Alex here. I've spent way too many Valentine's Day single and this year I just want to say shove it to that one guy. I'd like to request Shout Out to My Ex by Little Mix.
There's going to be some good songs.
I thought the guy was going to request Blink-182, All the Small Things.
No, that's what she called her.
Hey, don't say that to him.
Yeah.
It's not the size of the wand, it's the wizard.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Was that a memory for you?
Close to
was
home.
That a memory, was it?
Hey.
Good workman never blames his tools.
Is that your comeback?
I don't know. I was giving it to Batty.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Hang on, so can you say it again so just I can write it down word for word?
A good workman.
3837-1234.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Oh, that's it for us. Let's take a moment to reflect before we throw over to Big Bad Bradley.
I went and did the food shopping and I scored a bit of a win.
Mm.
An Audi trolley that was just out in the open.
Roaming free.
So I obviously... They did, well, I don't need the $2.
Mm.
Right? So I was very sort of excited about that. Could use it when I did the groceries. I thought, if it wasn't my $2, do I then have to go and give it back? Because that was a bit of an inconvenience.
Finders keepers, losers weepers. We just talked about it.
But then I would have had to go back, and I thought, well, I'll just pay it forward.
Mm.
Until my son had a meltdown about how I don't care about $2 and I need to go and get it. And at what point he's having an absolute tantrum meltdown, about two of the mums from school just walked past. And it's just when they look at you just like, really? You can't control the kids? I mean, I couldn't, but I like to pretend that I actually could.
They still shouldn't look at you like that. Even if you can't. I'm sorry, I'm joking.
Can you not drink tequila in the middle of a talk break? Woo!
Woo! Got a kick to it, that.
You're drinking it out of a martini making...
A martini shaker.
Shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What does it say?
It says, don't your drink
money.
On it.
That says, your money, baby.
Your money, baby.
Love, cat.
Mm.
Do you just think that every time she goes out spending?
Your money, baby.
Thanks for that, mate. What is that from, your money, baby?
Swingers. I didn't clear it up, but it doesn't matter.
Your swingers club, say that?
Ooh. Code word.
I've forgotten. Through all of that, I've forgotten what my thanks but no thanks is. Stav, don't drink in the middle of the break. He's drinking water, people. The tequila thing was a joke, but still, when you're on the air, your mouth is strictly for speaking.
But I needed to
hold that up.
Oh, this is deja vu when you used to say that about me.
Cleanse my palate. You're allowed to drink.
Eating.
Well, not. You've got like 3 minutes during the song. I don't know why you chose that exact moment.
I was parched.
So he's not allowed to rock up late with a coffee, but you're allowed to drink whenever you want.
Oh, my God. The two things are not...
Thanks, but no thanks.
Had a chat to my daughter over the weekend. She was talking about she's really keen to see Sonic the Hedgehog, which, in my opinion, looks dire, but I'll take her anyway.
Isn't your favourite actor in it?
Jim Carrey? Mmm. but she mentioned something about taking all of her friends to the movie and... six or seven of her friends. And I was like, I was only half listening. I was like, whatever. If they want to come, they can come. Just got an email from my wife. Did you tell Rory that she could hire out a cinema to watch Sonic the Hedgehog with all her friends? I was like, oh, it may have came up. She's making invitations in learning play at school today. So, guess what I'm doing on the weekend?
Yay.
Mm.
Are my kids invited?
Probably.
Yeah, because my sons want to go. Is it expensive to hire out a cinema?
I guess I'll let you know tomorrow.
Thanks.
But no thanks.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
There we go. That's the podcast, everyone. Have a great day.
Bye. Bye.